What does that mean? I read this last night. I was just going, if a man also strive for masteries.
Well, under law, if you are striving for masteries, whether it be to become chairman of the board of a corporation or the world's greatest athlete or the world's greatest, you have to do it within a system of thought, a system, a pattern. And again, it's like in sports, like some, you know. Can you go take her out, please, for a minute?
Till she grows up. Yeah.
The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. In other words, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Amen.
Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself.
It's amazing.
You got to get that one down. He cannot deny himself. No matter what doubts you have, no matter what weirdness you might go through, he cannot deny himself. It's impossible.
Doesn't matter if we believe or not.
No. Of these things, put them in remembrance. Who? Whoever it is that you're talking to. Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. Now that's an arena that I wish somebody would have charged me to do. I mean, we spent years striving about words.
Is it striving about words to no profit?
Any striving about, you know what it means. Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God. What the hell do you think it means? It means you're able to know, you're able to be, you're able to articulate it, you're able to share it, you're able to...
Study, though.
Huh?
Study. What does study mean?
Well, it means if you don't know something, you better look it up. Simple as that.
I keep trying to get around the studying thing, too.
What is this studying business?
It's the same way you read the Psalms of Ascent, because you come back to that place where you know.
You don't, you just follow your... You just do whatever you feel like it. I mean, if somebody asks you a question you can't answer, you're either going to get... If you do that, then you're a workman that's ashamed.
You'll make him ashamed.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings. Some of you have to work harder in that than others. Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, a cancer. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. There's a whole lot of people that say the resurrection is past already. And they say that by he was crucified, he was come in the flesh, and he will come. But there's very few that will say he is come in the flesh, and that's the only way you know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
What does that mean?
Huh? Just what it says.
Depart from your own name.
Depart from iniquity. Depart from whatever you think iniquity is. Happy is the man whose heart does not condemn him in what he approves.
If it's not a faithful sin.
Okay? But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared for every good work. What the hell does all that mean? It means you are the temple of the living God, and in that temple there's gold and silver, and there's also a bunch of crap. But the crap will go out the draught. You don't have to worry about it. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all. I failed this one terribly. But must be gentle unto all, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. See, that's all that can happen. Somebody is opposing themselves. They're not opposing God. You can do nothing against the truth. They may be opposing your own lack of faith, and you get nervous if they put you in a corner. But they're not opposing you. They're opposing God. Or opposing themselves. You can't, opposing themselves. They're not opposing God. Amen? If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captivity by him at his will. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, or the efficacy is what it says. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Janies and Jambres,
Janies is not here.
Oh.
She got swallowed up.
Now as Janies and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all, as theirs was also. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which come unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, but out of all of them the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Scriptures, or the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make the wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. What does that mean?
But in all time.
It means whether you feel like it or not. Most of you have seen many, many times. I mean, the word comes out strongest when you're the weakest. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts or their own desires They shall heap to themselves teachers. And again, in the Greek it says, they shall heap to themselves teachers of considerable number to satisfy their itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. There's so many fables, especially in this generation. I mean, there's more fables now than there ever has been. UFO fables and reincarnation fables. And you got a fable for everything. And remember, the test of truth is, does it change with time? If it changes with time, if it's time dependent, it can't be truth. Therefore, it isn't worthy of giving any importance to. Now, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Now, what is the work of an evangelist? That as you go into your world, you make disciples. Amen? Okay, 1 Timothy, chapter 4.
I was afraid you were going to keep reading.
Yeah.
What? I didn't read what else. Oh, I knew, yeah.
So Paul's about the cash.
Yeah, I wished I could.
You know, I thought when you read 4, verse 5, I thought you were going to add some kind of disclaimer about, you know, how people use that.
Where?
You know, in Timothy.
No.
You know, do the work of an evangelist. I mean,
make full proof of thy ministry. What is the work of an evangelist?
Well, it's not to go out and get other people to share your idolatry.
Yeah, but how do you know that your idolatry... what we think... See, our definition of what evangelism isn't... No, never mind, I won't do that to you. But we want someone to go out and share our idolatry. You know, but their idolatry... When they're sharing their idolatry, that's not evangelism. You understand what I'm saying?
At some point, you have to come up with a definition of what evangelism is after you get... Yeah. Past all the, what it isn't.
Right.
You know, and
it's making disciples in your world.
I'm yours, Lord. Everything I've got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me now and see, all I want to be is completely yours. I'm yours,
doesn't matter what they
say, completely, nothing can keep me away, knowing only grace can truly free me. I'm yours, sometimes I feel so weak, completely, there's nothing left to see. I'm perfect from the moment that you see me. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me now and see. All I want to be is completely yours.
Amen.
Praise your Lord. Hoisted my own guitar that
time. Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Praise you.
Jesus is risen in our hearts. Lord, send your Holy Spirit down. Lord, send your Holy Spirit down. Lord, send your Spirit. Lord, send your Spirit. Lord, send your Holy Spirit
Father, the bride is waiting now. Father, the bride is waiting now. Father, we're waiting. Father, we're waiting. Father, the bride is waiting now.
Open the gates.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
There be an expression.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Redeemer of the world. Jesus, Redeemer of the world. Jesus, Redeemer. Jesus, Redeemer. Jesus, Redeemer of the world. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. The way, the truth, the life. Jesus, the way. Jesus, the truth. Jesus, the way.
There's one thing I want to read, and then we'll do the afterments.
Any more wine, anybody want?
This is the position that each of you are coming to. And what things were gained to you, those are lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and you will count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. For whom you will suffer the loss of all things, but count them but dung, that you might win Christ, and be found in him, not having your own righteousness in any area which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that you may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means you might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though you had already attained, either were already perfect, but you follow after, that you may apprehend that for which you have been apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, you count yourselves not to have obtained or apprehended fully, but this one thing you do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto things which are before, you press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be complete, be thus minded. And if any in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, for they mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now remember, there's a rule. There's a thing in which God cannot violate. Wait a minute. I didn't get any.
Okay.
Oh. That you will never be judged in what you don't have. You never have to worry about what you don't have, whether it's revelation or money or judgment or anything else. Just be faithful in what's set before you. Amen. So don't worry. Don't worry about whether or not you know anything. Doesn't worry. It doesn't matter. You know him. Amen?
Amen.
Can everybody take the afkamen? The same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. I was thinking, no, shut up, I ain't going to forget it. Just for that, you're going to forget it the first time you try to do it.
I'm going to forget everything.
Putting curses on him.
I can't remember anything anyway. Don't say anything like that.
It'll make it worse.
Curse him with an inquisitor.
It's not going to get
worse. No, is that... You, there's never been a time, except maybe when you first started coming, that any of you have been more hungry.
That's true.
Okay, now, in that hunger, in the hunger, the promise is you shall never hunger. And in the thirst, you shall never thirst. And by this bread, all is necessary. All is sufficient. This is the sustenance to meet every need. And eat it with understanding. You're simply apprehending more of who he is. Amen?
Amen.
And so that same night, by these stripes you were healed, even of the spiritual sickness. Except I got a crick in my back. I'm going to heal a crick in my back by leaning back. By these stripes you were healed. By his body all needs are met. And as you apprehend that, you have no need to worry. He took the bread, and he blessed it, and he said, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth. Now, we have, by definition, we are one bread. What we've just done is we've broken the bread and offered it to the world. You understand? He said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup. Remember, I've told you all the time about being worthy. You spend half your life trying to prove you're worthy. Well, I bet you another thing, there's never been a time when any of you felt less worthy.
Amen.
Well, by the blood, you are made worthy. Amen?
Amen.
He took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he said, Blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine. One of the things I didn't tell you about Rosh Hashanah is part of Rosh Hashanah is there was a drink offering, and part of the wine was poured out. And guess what? We've just done a drink offering tonight. We've poured some wine out in the world, and I'm about to pour some on John's head.
Don't, Oli.
He said, Take, drink. This is my blood which is shed for you for the remission of sin. To life. Anybody have anything else?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do that. I forgot that.
The day I was spending time getting socked in the head about speaking or singing or whatever, I'm not fearing it. Just going in the strength of God, knowing that it's God doing it, and it's no longer my business. There's a real need. Anyway, I wrote this down because I just got this bug dry. It's time to go forth. I've fed and nurtured you as I want you to do others. Fear nothing and no one. Speak all that I give you. Say not in your heart, I have no words, because you have all words. I rejoice in sending my son forth. He knows me, I know him. All life's secrets are open before you. There's no knowledge that escapes you. You have all knowledge, all understanding. Your weaknesses are my strength. Hear all heaven rejoicing. Feasting is at hand.
Hallelujah.
Feast and be joyful. My son is matured, ready to go forth to create my family. My family of true believers, my family of true sons. Sons whom I have fellowship with. Sons who seek me in all things, enabling me to be one with him. Know true joy today. Let it overflow your hearts. Do not block any for fear of foolishness. True joy can never be foolish. As joy overflows, so does peace and strength. Joy is your strength. Let it refresh and renew you and reveal me.
Hallelujah.
Receive my gift of joy and share with all. This is your sign for all the world to see. Pure joy cascading. Ready to be absorbed and overflow. Remember my love. I go where you go. If your steps get weary, remember my love. Joy will then surface because it's always there. I give it to you as my gift of love.
That's great. Remember the essence of Rosh Hashanah was the besides the sounding of the ram song was the reading of the law. People were sad. And then they said, Fear not. Don't be sad. Don't mourn. Go out. Mess around. Eat, drink, be merry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, big guy.